FM 101, AM 1490, and 92.3 FM in Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Greg Boskowski back with you here at the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. Time for the championship game between Gilbertsville Mount Upton and South Courtright Andes. Of course, our pregame show brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Of course, Butler will never lose a customer over price. You can visit them online, butlerautosales.com. And they've been a proud sponsor of our pregame show for quite a long time. They wish everybody in tonight's game, coaches, players, and fans, the best here in tonight's game. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles. So, Coach, obviously you know this GMU team very, very well. I've seen SKA a couple of times so far this season. Intriguing matchup here for our Grasso Tournament Championship, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good contest, and it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
Yeah, last night, a nice win for the GMU boys over Lawrence Milford, 72-63, but as you said, talking with new head coach Buddy French for GMU, they were hot from the outside.
Yeah, they made 9 3-pointers against Lawrence Milford, and to score 70 points in a high school game, that's pretty good shooting. So I think a key for them tonight will be, can they continue that hot shooting touch from the perimeter?
South Courtright Andes, I've seen them a couple of times this year, got a chance to see them at the Morris Tournament, and so far they've been up and down. I mean, obviously losing players like they have over the last couple of years, including Connor Carino, who averaged 29 points a game last season, has a lot to kind of replace. But this is a team that is more about the balance that they have. And I think, much like with soccer this year, where they were still replacing those same pieces, they came together and they made a late run to win the Section 4 championship game. I could see something similar in basketball. I'm not saying they're going to win the section, but they have a nice collection of pieces, and if they can figure out how to play as a team, I've seen them play very, very well at times, but also had those growing pains at times so far this season. And how's it been for GMU?
GMU is kind of a young squad as well. They have only two seniors. Really, if you want to think about it, I think they got about four guys that have varsity experience. The rest of them are all 9th and 10th graders, so they're a kind of young team, so it'll be interesting to see how they respond to playing South Courtright Andes team.
Nope.
And one thing you didn't mention, I don't think you can take for granted the experience that South Courtright Andes players have had over the years, not only in basketball but soccer and baseball and playing in athletic contests that are big games. They're not going to be afraid or shy away from the moment here, so they're going to come out with a lot of confidence, and we'll see if GMU can match that.
And Noah Payne, 27 points last night for GMU. Heck of a showing for him. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back with the championship game here, the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull for Greg Boskowski here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Game Day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, championship time here at the Pat Grasso Tournament. I'm going to do the South Courtright Andes boys starters first. They are going to start with junior number 10, Parker Pop, sophomore number 11, Boston Carino, senior number 12, Logan Reinshagen, junior number 13, J.B. Trimble, and a senior number 15, Jack Byrne, for head coach Aaron Kaufman. Coach is going to have the GMU starters.
For the GMU Raiders, senior number 2, Anthony Westford, senior number 3, Noah Payne, sophomore number 4, Peyton Banky, freshman number 10, Coda Stockdale, and junior number 14, Jeffrey Barnes. And the Raiders are coached by Buddy French.
Nothing like making me feel old when I see Jeffrey Barnes out there on the floor. I played with his dad, Jeffrey Barnes, and that's always strange to see for me.
And that starting lineup was a little challenging for me because I'm used to doing it at home when we have a home game. And I have, like, you know, the music in the background, and I get into it a little bit, so I had to tone it down a little bit there.
And I will say, they do all that here at the Grasso Tournament. You can hear they got the Bulls music going. It's a nice atmosphere for these teams to come here and play a tournament that's been around forever. If you stick around for our halftime report, we're going to talk a lot about Coach Pat Grasso, who this tournament is named after, who this floor is named after him. His name, his signature is on the court. Even though Coach has been gone for several years now, I believe it was 2016, his memory still lives on here, and everybody knows about Coach Grasso.
Yeah, absolutely. I have very fond memories of meeting Coach Grasso and then having the opportunity to work with him. So please stick around for halftime. We'll honor him.
A big thing I think about with the Nate Law podcast is, boy, how good would that Pat Grasso episode have been? That would have been fun.
Yeah, I think you might have had to have a couple edits there, though. But it certainly would have been an entertaining podcast.
Yes. Well, I had Lambros on. I survived that, and I could have gotten through Grasso, hopefully.
I think you might have had to explain what exactly a podcast was for a few minutes. But,
yeah.
But he would have been all into it. He would have given you his best effort.
Some of the older coaches, like when I called Coach Lambros, I said, I just want to do an interview with you. Oh, okay. Sometimes, yeah, just explaining what a podcast is a little bit too much. GMU is in the home white uniforms, with the blue and gold trim, says Raiders and blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. And we're underway as South Courtright Andes will win the opening tip. And they'll bring it down the floor on the right side. And a nice job passing it down low for Reinshagen, and an early foul here on Barnes of GMU, who came over looking for the block.
Boy, good diagonal pass there by South Courtright into Reinshagen for that hoop. Jeffrey Barnes got up. It looked like a good block, but from our angle, we couldn't see the body contact.
Reinshagen is at the line. This one is up and good. Let me just fit this in real quick here. I've been asked to call them South Courtright Andes throughout this sports season, but there are no Andes boys on this team. So I also feel okay calling them South Court. So I'm just throwing that out there as Reinshagen goes 2-for-2 at the line.
Both teams opening in a 1-3-1 zone here.
And you wonder what they're going to do to Noah Payne here after he scored 27 a night ago. A steal now by South Court. Here's Boston Carino ahead, and he puts it up and in. An early 4-0 lead for the Rams.
Really nice composure there. Good head fake, let the defender fly by, and then the finish.
And now a steal here by J.B. Trimble. Trimble to the left side, finding Carino. His layup is up and good. And a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Buddy French. A 6-0 lead here for South Courtright Andes. We'll step away for 30 seconds. The Rams jump out 6-0 here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Quick 6-0 lead here for the Rams of South Courtright over Gilbertsville Mount Upton with 7:23 to go in the first quarter championship game here at the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. And this is what I mean about this South Courtright team this year. Just kind of guards, guards, guards everywhere you look. so they can throw that athleticism at you.
Yeah, and they seem to be super quick out there. And I mean, you make a little bit of a mistake, you lob a pass just a little bit, they're going to be all over it. So
out of the timeout here, Raiders will be doing the inbounding duties with Noah Payne and some full court pressure coming here from SK. GMU will get it in. Barnes lobs one up to midcourt, and GMU's going to get one through, and they'll settle in. Noah Payne wants a three on the left side. That's off the mark. Rebound for Jeff Barnes. Puts it up. Missed that. Rebound, though, for Banky. GMU trying to get this first possession under their belt, but another steal by SK as Banky threw it away. Trimble in transition takes it inside. Missed the right-handed layup. Barnes with another rebound. Barnes has been a monster on the glass so far this season. He's had some nice games. And here is Noah Payne, tried to take it into the teeth of the defense. Missed it. Outlet pass here for SK. And up off the glass, and J.B. Trimble puts it up and in. 8-0 lead here for South Courtright. 6.5 to go in this first quarter over GMU. Stockdale into the corner now for Noah Payne on the baseline. Stripped of the ball. Picked up by Barnes. Off the glass. Too strong. Rebound for Parker Pop. And ahead now for Carino. And Boston takes it in, and the layup is good. And Boston's up to a quick 6 points. And it's a 10-0 lead for SK. With 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Raiders get it across midcourt. And another steal. Tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Raiders here as they're trying to survive this early punch from the Rams.
Yeah, and against a team like South Courtright, who's going to play this aggressive, you got to match their intensity, and you got to be very deliberate about what you're doing. You can't have any hesitation, because when you do that, they're going to be all over you.
Inside now for Jeff Barnes. His layup won't go. Hit the front of the rim. Barnes gets it back, and this time he's able to finish for GMU.
Great hustle there by Jeffrey Barnes to get that loose ball and come up with the first two here for the Raiders.
5:45 to go, first quarter. SK leads 10-2. Now a steal here by GMU, and they're going to take it in, and the right-handed layup is up and good for GMU for Anthony Westford.
Two quick baskets here for the Raiders. They've kind of gone to a three-quarter court, 1-3-1. Let's see if that gets them back in the game.
Parker Pop, and he gets the shot on the right side, and that's in. Makes it 12-4 with 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Can GMU survive this early barrage? A right side three for Westford is short. Rebound SK. Boy, they're looking to run here. Ahead for Carino, and Boston lays it up and in. Boston with 8 points now, 14-4, and they're just continually pushing it down the floor. Ball kicked out of bounds here by Jack Byrne with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, it appears that South Courtright Andes is kind of leaking out. They've been this 1-3-1 defense, and if there's a shot that goes up, Carino is at the top of the 1-3-1, and he kind of leaks out a little bit, so that if they get a quick rebound, they can hit ahead. I think they've scored probably two or three baskets off that already here in the first quarter.
Raiders pick it up and to the left side, into the corner now. A three ball here for GMU, too strong. Rebound, pinballing around inside. GMU falling to the floor with it here. They couldn't scoop it up there with Coda Stockdale on the baseline to Jeff Barnes. Back out, straightaway three for GMU. That died on the front of the rim there for Kyle Kuehn. And now we got a whistle underneath as Barnes fighting hard inside for that rebound. They called his dad Wild Bill back in the day. And I can see he's got a little bit of that streak in him where he's tough on the inside, relentless. And now a steal here by SK.
He's got probably 6-7 rebounds already here, and we're halfway through the first quarter.
Parker Pop, a three on the right side. SK not afraid to pull the trigger. Missed it. And here's Noah Payne back down the floor. And SK paying particular attention to him as they swat it out of his hands and out of bounds.
Even though they're playing a 1-3-1 zone, they're kind of shading to wherever Noah is to kind of take away his offensive opportunities here early.
Payne on the right side. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Down low. Back out for Kyle Kuehn. A three is up and good for nice, Kyle Kuehn.
Nice kick-out pass there by Coda Stockdale. He had an opportunity inside, but was kind of taken away, and he found Kuehn out there on the three-point line.
Makes it 14-7. GMU trying to hang tough here. And now off the hands of Kuehn, knocked it out of bounds. It'll keep with South Courtright. For how good of a start SK has had, GMU kind of hanging in there a little bit. Here's Carino on the left side. His three in and out. Rebound is scooped up here by GMU, and an outlet pass here to Noah Payne.
especially if they can get a bucket here.
It'd be nice to get Payne going if you're a Raiders fan. Three ball left side, no good. Rebound, though, for Westford. Tried to kick it out. Boston Carino with a steal. He's off to the races. Left side to the hoop, and he scores.
Good finish there by Carino. Payne gave a good challenge, but he was just too far ahead.
Now another steal by SK as GMU throws it away. SK leading 16-7. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Parker popped to the 10, and he scores.
Quick answer there for SKA with a couple quick transition baskets.
18-7 our score with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Noah Payne dishing one off. Jeff Barnes too hard on that little baby hook. Out of bounds on the rebound, going to stay here with GMU.
And that's a good example of the intensity and the speed that the game is. I thought Noah, you know, he wanted to shoot, but they closed out on him quick. He found Jeffrey Barnes, but Jeffrey kind of went up with that shot a little quicker than he wanted to. I don't think he really found the rim. He was kind of in a hurry.
3:10 to go in the first quarter. GMU works it in. And Banky here on the left side, now finding Stockdale. A three for him is off the mark. And Parker Pop with a rebound, but he stepped on the line. He's going to stay here with the Raiders. With 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 18-7 our score. South Courtright Indies boys on top of Gilbert Somaut Upton.
And when a team like South Courtright Indies plays with this intensity and this pace, it's kind of hard sometimes for you to get used to that, especially as a young player. The game just seems extra fast, and you feel like you have to do everything quickly.
Noah Payne pulls it out, tries to force one to the interior. Knocked away, a steal. Here's Jack Byrne. Leaving one off, and the layup is up and good for SK, for Skylar McIntyre, who's into the game.
There's that experience for Jack Byrne. He's played many years on varsity here. He looked like he was in slow motion there, totally under control. Nice bounce pass.
Three ball outside for GMU, and Kyle Kuehn has dialed long distance twice, and it's 20-10. 2:20 to go, first quarter. GMU trying to hang tough, but SK has been scoring almost at will, but a traveling violation here on Reinshagen gives it back to the Raiders.
But again, Jack Byrne did a great job there of breaking the press, finding one of his teammates, but unfortunately we traveled.
Raiders have the ball. They go to the high post. Noah Payne, left side, three for Noah is up and good.
And we talked about that in the pregame, that the Raiders would have to shoot well from the perimeter. Three threes so far here in the first quarter, keeping them in the game.
SK leading 20-13, high scoring compared to our consolation game. Championship game here at the Grasso. Here's Parker Pop, his three is off the mark. And a rebound for GMU. Streaking in there with Peyton Banky to take it away. Ahead for Kuehn. Now back out to Banky. He wants a three. Firing from straight away. The bank is open. Here for Peyton Banky. Makes it 20-16. The Raiders got some life here.
Yeah, good composure here by the Raiders not to get flustered.
Banky with a reach-in foul near midcourt. But boy, what, four threes now for GMU?
Four threes.
They made nine last night. And that cuts it. I mean, they were down by as many as, I would say, 10 or 12. And they've cut it back to four real quick. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU. Boston Carino, a three ball right corner. And SK cooling down a little bit here after the hot start. They missed that shot. And then they throw it away. It's going back to Gilbert Somaut Upton.
I think GMU might be on a 9-0 run here with three threes, one by Kuehn, one by Payne, and one by Banky. So let's see if they can keep this hot streak going.
Banky across midcourt to the right side, finds Kuehn. Now back to Banky. He's going to step in and fire another one. It's good for Peyton Banky. Banks another one in, and it's 20-19 with a minute to go here in the first quarter.
And Banky has banked in two threes here. So
same spot, too, straight away. Into the corner now. Parker Pop for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And here for J.B. Trimble. Pulls it back out. Byrne, far side, Boston Carino. Dribble drive inside. Slices and dices the pass in for J.B. Trimble. And they're going to say 3 seconds here on the Rams, giving it back to GMU.
What a response here from the Raiders.
Would have been very easy for them to say, oops, I don't know, we got punched in the mouth in the first quarter, but so far they've survived. Kudos to GMU. Noah Payne on the near side, went through his hand. Steal for J.B. Trimble, takes it in, and his right-handed layup is good.
Costly turnover there. I think that's the third live ball turnover that the Raiders have given up a layup down at the other end.
Noah Payne tries a three left side. Rebound kept alive. Back out, Kuehn. His three is short. Payne got the rebound. 10 seconds left. Shot clock's off. GMU trailing by three. Payne dribbles through the teeth of the defense. He's blocked there by McIntyre. And we got a, I believe it's going to be a technical foul here on Noah Payne with 4 seconds left here, first quarter, or at least a warning of some kind. Yeah, technical foul here on Noah Payne with 4 seconds left.
He had driven hard to the basket there, and South Corvette Andy's player had to block. I don't know if he said something to the official or to the other player, but the official didn't like it.
Yeah, official didn't like it, calls the tee. Coach French would like a explanation on this. Boston Carino to the line, and first one is good.
Sometimes in a situation like that, the player will make a comment and just being upset with themselves, and the official will take it as a comment either directed at another player or themselves. But
Carino makes them pay. 2 out of 2. Boston with 12 points in this opening quarter. It's 24-19 for the Rams over the Raiders here, and South Courtright Andes will get the ball.
Very high scoring first quarter.
Jack Byrne finding McIntyre into the corner for Parker Pop at the buzzer. No. First quarter in the books here at the Grasso Tournament Championship in Lawrence. It's South Courtright Andy's boys 24, GMU 19. Heck of a game. We'll be back with the second quarter on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563 2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to start the second quarter. Boston Carino with a right corner three. Makes it 27-19. And GMU trying to answer again. You cannot dig yourself multiple holes against SK and expect to survive.
That was a really nice play. I believe it was by Parker Pop, number 10 from SKA. He dribble penetrated, drew the defender of Carino, and then kicked out for that three. Beautiful shot from that right corner for Carino.
GMU will get it in. They find Kuehn. Left side three is up and good for Kyle Kuehn. 9 points on three threes, and that's keeping the Raiders in it right now. How many threes, Coach?
Six.
Six threes early in the second quarter here for GMU. That's remarkable. Parker Pop trying to answer. NBA range for SKA. No. Kuehn with a rebound for GMU. They trail 27-22. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Banky gets his pocket picked. McIntyre goes in, and he traveled as he was going in for the layup opportunity there. And it's going to go back to GMU, and he looks confused.
Yeah, I'd like to see a replay on that one. I don't know. It looked weird, but
it did.
I don't know if it was a travel, but we don't have the instant replay over here.
27-22. Raiders with the ball. Trailing South Court right here with 6:50 to go here in this second quarter. Noah Payne in the corner, who has 3 points after having 27 last night, but the other guys are stepping up for him tonight. Noah in the lane. His jumper is short. Jeff Barnes trying to grab the rebound, and they'll work it back out, but now a steal here by SK, and they're trying the home run pass ahead for Jack Byrne, and he tracks it down. Byrne, a baseline drive, shovels one over, finds Boston Carino for three, and he hits it. And Boston's up to 18 here in the first half.
See, that's that experience I'm talking about with Byrne. There was a long pass. He didn't panic. He ran it down, took his time, found a skip pass to Carino for three.
SK now leading 30-22 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter.
GMU has to be happy with their response after they got behind early, but like you said, can't afford to get behind often against SKA.
Here's Noah Payne with a three on the left side. Another one for GMU. So Noah Payne now with 6 points on two threes.
21 of their 25 have come from behind that arc.
That's crazy. 30-25, the three ball is keeping GMU alive. And now a steal here by Noah Payne. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Payne across midcourt, lost control of it. Byrne is going to travel to the hoop and score. I don't mean travel, but Byrne's able to put it down. Makes it SK 32, GMU 25. We got a kick on SK deep in the GMU end.
It'll be interesting to see if the officials let that contact go. There was a lot of pressure on Payne as he brought the ball up the court. I thought there was a foul, but no call, but that led to the steal for SKA.
5.5 to go, second quarter. Kyle Kuehn, another three. This one off the mark, into the corner now for Noah Payne. Couldn't save it. It's going back to the Rams.
And that one looked good coming out of his hand just off the back of the rim. So GMU's getting good looks at the hoop, that's for sure.
5:25 to go in the second quarter. Impressive outside shooting for GMU. The Rams, though, have been equally impressive with their depth and getting to the hoop. And Carino with 18. Now they turn it over on a travel on Lance McClure. Raiders will walk it up the floor here with
Banky.
Looks
like SKA is going to change defense here. Go man-to-man.
Noah Payne on the left side, shoveling over for Kuehn. Inside now for Jeff Barnes, trying to work his way down low, falling away and lost control of it.
I think Coach Kaufman has seen enough of the open threes against that zone.
Here's Carino in the corner. Yes. And Boston has 21 here in the first half. Makes it 35-25, and the Rams back up to a 10-point lead. Payne, left side, comes around a screen. Leaves one off for Jeffrey Barnes. Back out to Banky, who tripped, and Boston's able to scoop it up and go in for the layup. And he's got 23 now. It's 37-25. Pat Grasso Tournament Championship game here in Lawrence. Here is Noah Payne in the paint. Couldn't get the shot to go from 5 feet. Rebound, Jack Byrne trying to go coast to coast. His layup won't go. Kyle Kuehn with a rebound. Banky back across midcourt. And Banky with the little floater. Just rolls off the front of the rim.
Good drive to the basket there. Like we said in the first game, that was everything but the finish there.
Now Carino from way downtown. That hit the side of the rim. And McClure gets the rebound. Outside for Jack Byrne. A three ball is too strong. And Kuehn scoops up another rebound for GMU. 3:50 to go, second quarter. It's 37-25. Banky lost it at midcourt, but it goes out of bounds before Carino could get there. 3:45 to go in the second frame. And it's 37-25. SK on top of GMU. Raiders will look to get it in, and they do to Kyle Kuehn. Kuehn leaving it for Noah Payne. Payne on the right side, skips through, tries to get to the rim. Hit the front of it. Rebound kept alive by GMU. Back out Payne. Pump fakes. Goes inside and scores. Nice move there by Noah.
Yeah, good drive and a jump stop there to kind of get by the defender and then the nice left-handed finish.
Makes it 37-27. GMU trying to hang around with 3:20 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, Raiders need a stop here.
They go to Carino in the corner for three. Oh, another one. 26 now for Boston. I'll have to double-check my math at halftime. This is crazy. Inside for GMU. Westford lost control, and it rolls out of bounds. 3:05 to go, second quarter.
Carino's a really good shooter, but I would make him shoot from somewhere else in the corner. Seems like all of his threes have come from the corner. I maybe switch to a different defense there. GMU's playing a 1-3-1, so that baseline is open.
And now on the inbounds, a steal here by SK. Trimble trying to go coast to coast. His finger roll. No. Jack Byrne with the putback, and that also was off the mark. GMU a rebound. Looking to run. Here's Noah Payne to the hoop, and it rolls all the way around the world and then pops out. Rebound for SK. Here's Boston Carino at midcourt. Left side as SK goes left to right. They find Ryan Shagan into the corner for Lance McClure. Pump fakes. Skips the defense. Finds Carino again. Another one. Yes. Boston with 29. And Coach French has seen enough. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And SK leads 43-27 over GMU. 29 for Boston Carino here in the first half. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2.5 to go here, second quarter, and it is South Courtright 43, GMU 27. A high-scoring affair here for the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship game. And Boston Carino has 29 points in this first half for SK. Here's Kewen on the left side. Trying to find Jeffrey Barnes at the high post that went through his hands. Now across midcourt. Here's Jack Byrne, a straightaway three. He's got it. And Byrne now with 5 points. And SK is up to 46 points here. Still 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I was keeping track of GMU threes, but I wonder how many threes SK has. I mean, this could be a record here.
Yeah, let's add that up at halftime. As here's Parker Pop for three. He hits it. And Pop's got seven, and it's 49-27. My goodness. Noah Payne across midcourt. Stripped of the ball. Pop's got it. And we got a foul at midcourt. Smothering defense there by the Rams. 1:45 to go, second quarter. It's 49-27. And GMU's got to find an answer on defense here.
You got a foul there on Jeffrey Barnes? Was that what the foul was on?
I think so. I believe it was on Jeffrey Barnes. Yep, foul is on Jeffrey Barnes.
Another
they announced
one?
A three.
Boy, that looks good.
Sure did from McClure. It wouldn't go. It was short. GMU in transition, and then a foul on Parker Pop as Westford went up for the right-handed layup with just about a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter.
But that was a great diagonal pass by Coda Stockdale there to find Anthony Westford streaking to the basket. In the words of my partner Nate Lowell, looked like Westford was shot out of a cannon there to get to the to that spot, but great feed through the defense there by Stockdale to get Westford the opportunity to get two shots here.
Yeah, Westford's going to head to the line here with GMU trailing 49-27. They got down big early. They cut it back to a four-point game, but then SK exploded from outside. Westford gets the first shot to go. Boston Carino checking back in after a breather there. Boston with 29. We're going to double-check our math here at the half to make sure. And settling in his second shot at the line is no good there for Westford. Rebound for SK. Barnes has got to be careful there. Could have picked up his third if he wasn't careful. Three ball. Carino picks another one on the left side. 32 points for Carino. And it's 52-28. Up near midcourt, Noah Payne dribbles out of trouble, then lost control of it. Carino looking to shovel it ahead for Jack Byrne, and he's in for the right-handed layup. Byrne's got seven, and it's 54-28. This is the final score from most nights. Minute to go here in the second quarter. Noah Payne in the corner left side. Noah's got it for three, and Noah's got 11.
Nice shot there by Noah. Good find by Westford. Kind of open on that left wing.
Baseline drive for Parker Pop, and he's fouled at the right low block or left low block with 46 seconds left here, second quarter.
Ooh, and that's going to be three on Jeffrey Barnes. His third, that's a costly one there for the Raiders.
Yeah, so Jeffrey Barnes going to have to probably take a seat here in a minute, see what Coach French decides to do. Yeah, looks like a sub is coming in. Parker Pop at the line. First one is good.
You know, in our pregame, we said that, GMU had shot well from the perimeter last night against Lawrence Milford with nine threes. I think if you asked Coach French at about halftime with 46.5 left, if you had made 8 threes, would you like your chances? I think he would have said yes. But we got to get the count on South Courtright threes here at halftime.
And Pop goes 2 out of 2 at the line. Pop's got 9. And SK leads 55-32. This is ridiculous here in the second quarter. And Westford now can't get that shot to go from the left low block.
And to put that in perspective, our consolation final was 49-39. So this is a high-scoring affair.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen points like this. I don't know, maybe ever in our CDO career. I mean, this is a crazy. We've seen some high-scoring games, but wow. Jeffrey Barnes misses a left-handed layup. SK with a rebound. 30 seconds left, and a timeout's going to be taken here by the Rams. Leading 56-31. Late in the second quarter, we'll be back here at Grasso Tournament Championship Game on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
31 seconds to go in the second quarter. Coach, you got the count.
Yeah, both teams have 8 three-pointers. So in a half of basketball, we have 16 three-pointers in the game. Only people that aren't happy about this are probably the people at the concession stand because you don't want to leave the gym because you might miss a couple baskets.
It's crazy. Like you said, if GMU had been told before the games they'd have 8 threes, they'd probably be, in the first half, they'd be thrilled. Instead, they find themselves down 56-31. Rams have it on the right side. Looking to go there. A three ball is up and good. Another one. And that's Garrett Dropp.
We're up
off
to
the
17.
Bench. This is remarkable. 59-31. 5 seconds left here in the second quarter. Westford for three. Died on the front of the rim. SK trying to get one last shot off, and they won't be able to do it. Halftime score. SK boys leading GMU 59-31. You heard that right. It's only halftime here at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence Championship Game. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up when we come back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/career.
Enter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A remarkable first half here in Lawrence of the championship game of the Grasso Tournament. Our halftime score, it's halftime, 59-31. SK boys on top of GMU. And it's time now for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. I'm just going to give you the highlights here. 17 three-pointers in the first half, 9 for SKA, 8 for GMU. Boston Carino's got 32 points for South Courtright, including 6 threes, all in the second quarter. We want to talk about other things, Coach, but, I mean, you could talk about that all day.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. All but one of the threes came from that left corner, and he just seemed to be locked in there. He took one deep one. I understood exactly why he took it. It was a heat check.
Yeah.
It kind of went in and out, but everybody was surprised he didn't make that one. But also good shooting by GMU, and they didn't fold early when South Courtright jumped out to that early lead. But should be an exciting second half.
Well, we wanted to talk about the reason for this tournament. This is the Pat Grasso Tournament. Coach, a staple of Lawrence Central School and of the Tri-Valley, and you had a little more info on him, Coach.
Yeah, well, I met Coach Grasso when I first came to the area, and I took a coaching class, and I had to come to Lawrence Central School, and the instructor was Pat Grasso, and I just really hit it off with him and got to know him a little bit. Then I started coaching in the Tri-Valley with Skenevis, and somewhere along the line I heard that he was from Schenectady. So both of my parents are from Schenectady, so I happened to run into him one time, and I said, you know, well, you're from Schenectady. I'm not far from there. My parents are from there. And he said, yeah, I graduated from Mount Pleasant High School. I played football. And I said, there's no way. My dad and mom both went to Mount Pleasant High School, and my dad played football and went on to play in college. I said, sometime when he's around, I'll have to get you two together.
Yeah.
It was probably 5 to 7 years that had passed, and one night my parents came to watch one of our games at Unitego. Afterwards, we went out to our one of our favorite restaurants, Pizza Land in Oneonta, and there was Pat Grasso. And I thought, this is the perfect opportunity to introduce him to my dad. And I just brought my dad over and said, Coach Grasso, this is my father, Paul. And I said, he graduated from Mount Pleasant as well and played football. And the two of them sat there and talked Mount Pleasant football for probably 45 minutes. Now, they were years apart, but they, oh, did you know this guy? Did you have this coach? You know, remember this guy? And it was like, you know, two old friends that were teammates but not teammates talking. And that was the kind of guy Pat Grasso was. Like, he always had a story. Oh, remember this time? And just a classic sports person in the area.
Yeah, everybody seems to have a story about Coach Grasso, taking a class from him, playing on one of his teams, playing against him, all the things that he did for the Tri-Valley. I mean, he was on the Tri-Valley board for many years, and just a staple. And what I find really touching about all this is a lot of times, you know, when someone passes on, their memory can fade away because schools are so, you know, everything changes. There's a new class every year and new coaches and new players, and that stuff just happens. But I have always admired how Lawrence keeps his memory alive. There's lots of photos of him here. His name is on the court. There's the tournament, Coach's Corner, where all the officials sit. I mean, it's just really well done here.
Some other things, too. When he passed away, I was still coaching at GMU, and I had a fondness for him. So I approached our administration and said, you know, I know our school colors are blue and gold there at GMU, but could we get a whole bunch of kids to wear red to school that day? And I'm not a person who usually wears red. I'm a blue guy.
Yeah.
We spread it around school, and we had a whole bunch of kids dressed in red shirts and sweaters and things. And we took a picture and posted it online as a fellow Tri-Valley school, just paying our respects for Coach Grasso here at Lawrence. And it was well-received over here at Lawrence. Another thing that you didn't mention, the league, the Tri-Valley League, has honored Coach Grasso. So every year, one school gets the Sportsmanship Award for boys, and one school gets the Sportsmanship Award for girls. And those awards are named the Pat Grasso Sportsmanship Award or Coach Grasso Sportsmanship Award. So just a really great man. We miss him, and I just thought it would be good to honor him at halftime. I did go on to the Section 4 website and look up his induction into the Section 4 Hall of Fame, which was in 1999, and if you don't mind, I'll just quickly read it.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So it's Pasquale Pat Grasso. He served Lawrence Central School as a teacher, athletic director, and coach for over 30 years. He coached varsity football, basketball, and baseball. His football teams were Tri-Valley League champions in 1958, 59, 65, 67, and 73. The 65 and 67 teams were undefeated. His basketball teams were Class C champions in 1964, Class D champions in 73, Western League champions from 1958-60, Division champions in 72 through 75, and Tri-Valley League champions from 83 and 84. Aside from his illustrious coaching career, Pat has been actively involved in Section 4 athletics for over 30 years. He served as league representative, a member of selective classification and safety committees, and the Tri-Valley League's only executive secretary.
It's amazing.
Yep.
A rich history.
I kind of feel honored, as you know, I said I had a good relationship with him. I'm the current executive secretary for the Tri-Valley League, so I guess maybe I'm following in his footsteps
a
little bit.
Well, and remarkable, too, you think about, I mean, he was here, even though he was retired, he was still very active right up into 2015, 2016, and to think about he had been here for 60-plus years.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a remarkable amount of service to one school in one area.
Yeah, I mean, because if he was inducted in 1999 and he had been part of Lawrence for over 30 years at that point,
yeah.
So just a remarkable man, and a great honor for him to have this tournament named after him and all the other accolades and awards that he received.
Well, we are back underway in the second half of the championship game now of the Pat Grasso tournament. That was our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Thank you, Greg, for all that on Coach Grasso. Love to hear it, and a great story about him and your dad. And we're back underway. Can SK continue their hot scoring here in the second half? We will have to see as they lead 59-31. Here's Jack Byrne going up for a right-handed layup, and he's fouled as SKA now going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the royal blue with the white trim. GMU's in the white uniforms with the royal blue and the gold trim here. And here's Jack Byrne to the line.
And interesting to note, GMU came out of the halftime and played man-to-man. So I think Coach French may have decided, hey, I've seen enough of that outside shooting. Let's see if they can score in other ways.
Byrne makes the first shot. He's got 8 points now. Makes it 60-31 here early in this third quarter. And the second shot is off the mark. And a rebound for GMU. And we'll see if the Raiders can find a way to get that three-point magic working again here like they did early in the game. Raiders have it going left to right. A great pass from Westford to Banky for the right-handed layup. Great look.
Yeah, really good look there. Diagonal pass found Banky unguarded.
Parker Pop on the baseline takes it in, and he's fouled. And Pop's going to head to the line with our score 60-33. SK on top of GMU. And I have to say, I've been impressed. You know, Coach French taking over here for GMU. I've seen what he's done in the spring and the summer. He's got his guys are down in the park. And Gilbertsville playing every day. Every day I can hear a bouncing basketball. And these guys are starting to put the work in that it's going to take. And it's nice to see them just energized about the game of basketball as Pop makes the first shot here.
Yeah, I think he's done a good job taking over the program. And I know he did a lot with Summer League and an AAU team. But another thing that helps is that the kids want to play and they want to improve. So that's a plus. You don't have to, like, force them to come do it. So kudos to Coach French for his work.
Pop goes one out of two, and then on the rebound, we got a jump ball. Possession's going to go to GMU. And so Stockdale will inbound the basketball, finds Jeffrey Barnes, tries a long pass ahead for Noah Payne. Tipped out of bounds, looks like it's going back to the Rams. And you're right, Coach, you can see from time to time with this GMU group, a lot of youth out here, but a lot of potential, too.
Yeah, I've been impressed with how much they've improved since the first game of the season, so they're doing a good job.
Carino with a left side three, missed it finally. He had six in the second quarter, and Boston's up to 32 points. Here's Noah Payne taking it inside, missed the shot there. Jeffrey Barnes a rebound, tapped away, and ahead now for Jack Byrne. Byrne stops, pops, three ball for him off the front of the rim. Parker Pop a rebound. That won't go. J.B. Trimble's going to mix it back out for Boston. Boston steps through and hangs in the air and hits. 34 for Boston. Now, I don't know off the top of my head, but I wonder if somewhere in the back of his head he knows his older brother's career high.
It might
saying,
be.
Oh, tonight's the night. I'm coming to get you, Connor. I mean, if I had to guess off the top of my head, it was somewhere in the 40s. For Connor. I don't think he ever had 50. SK leading 63-33 right now with 6 minutes to go in the third. Here's Boston inside. Missed the left-handed layup.
That was a tough angle for that finish.
And J.B. Trimble with a steal right back, but he stepped out of bounds, and it's going to GMU.
Yep. He did barely right here in front of Coach Kaufman.
5:55 to go here in the third. And so Noah Payne be doing the inbounding duty directly in front of our radio table. We're here at midcourt at Pat Grasso Court. Nice pass by Noah to get that in and find Kota Stockdale. And they'll reset here with Kyle Kuehn. Kuehn to the right side looking for some options. Goes to the high post. Bounce pass into the far corner finding Noah Payne here. Three-point line extended. Noah steps back, forces a three, but hits it. And Noah's up to 14. What's Noah's average on the year right now?
19.4.
And up and under for J.B. Trimble. He gets that to go. I do know the stats junkies did not update the top scores list after last night, so it might have been even more than 19.4. Late night for the stats crew, and they said, well, we'll catch up with that tomorrow. And here's SK on a steal, and J.B. Trimble lays it up and in.
Very unselfish play there by Carino. He could have easily went in for that layup, but he passed it off to Trimble.
Makes it 67-36. Another steal by SK. They're pushing it ahead for Jack Byrne, and he scores. And a timeout's going to be taken. Byrne now is up to 10 points. And Coach French calls a timeout for GMU. It's 69-36 with 4:50 to go in the third here in the Grasso Tournament Championship in Lawrence on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Brown's Pharmacy and Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:45 to go, third quarter here. Grasso Tournament Championship game in Lawrence. Another steal by SK. Long outlet pass ahead for Boston. Carino, and he missed the left-handed layup. Just kind of had a funky spin on the ball, and GMU gets the rebound here with Coda Stockdale. And GMU goes far side. They go to the high post. It's intercepted. And they're looking to run again. Boston Carino, the leak out, and this time he scores. And that's 36 now for Boston. 71-36 our score. The Rams on top with 4:15 to go in the third.
Boy, SK's athleticism and speed in this 1-3 run makes it really difficult to attack.
And what's interesting is, they've played a tough schedule. And there's been nights where they've put up 70 or 80, and there's been nights where they put up 28 or 30. So I think they're still kind of figuring it out a little bit.
And I'm looking quick at my research on NateLell.com. Let's see here. Can go ahead.
Yes, as GMU has the ball now going left to right with 4 minutes to go in the third. 71-36 our score. And a steal by Jack Byrne. Just the anticipation in the passing lanes is huge for SK, and they score again with Boston. 38 now for Carino.
Looks like they've played six schools that are higher than the classification of Class D, so they kind of challenged themselves in their non-league schedule.
I mean, they come in with a record of 5-5, which is very un-SK-like, I guess you could say. But they are finding a way as they get into league play. Stockdale down low, had it stripped, it goes out of bounds, and will stay with GMU. 3.5 to go in the third, 73-36 our score. SK on top of GMU. Raiders will look to work it in. And they go to Kuehn on the near side. It's partially blocked. A leak out here for Boston Carino. And the layup is up and good. And he's got 40. Makes it 75-36 with 3:15 to go in the third. GMU on the right side. Here's Noah Payne. Wants that three ball. Left it short. And they're looking to run again here for Jack Byrne. Couldn't track it down. The home run ball was too far out in front with 3 minutes to go in the third. And so the Rams going to the bench here, bringing in some substitutions. Daniel McClure comes in, as well as Garrett Dropp back into the ball game. On that far side, too, Jesse Hungerford is in the ball game. And Jackson Hudson. And here is Noah Payne, has his pocket picked by Skylar McIntyre, and he's in to lay it up and in, and McIntyre's got four.
Really nice athletic play there to get that steal and then kind of hit away or get away a little bit and finish that layup.
Three ball from the top of the key is blocked, and SKA will bring it over the line here with Garrett Dropp, and they threw it away, trying to chase it into the backcourt. Noah Payne is there. Noah's going to dish one off, and the layup is up and good here for GMU for Zach Page, who's into the ballgame, the freshman.
Great hustle there by Noah Payne. We saw his track skills there, And then an even better pass to get Zach Page on the board.
And now a steal by GMU. Here comes Kyle Kuehn down the left side of the floor. Shooting one ahead. Page, the freshman with the jumper on the left side, missed it, and it'll roll out of bounds going back to SK as they lead 77-38. 2 minutes to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. We'll take you the rest of the way. We had our consolation game earlier with Gilboa Roxbury completing a comeback victory over Lawrence Milford, 49-39. That was a great game. And SK now trying to answer with Jackson Hudson, and they do.
Great pick and roll there with Carino and Hudson, but an even better head fake by Hudson to get the GMU defender off his feet and then go up and finish. That was impressive.
79-38. A miss by GMU, and SK is going to bring it up the floor here with a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. And the Rams will have it. Carino has 40. Goes to McIntyre, leaving one off for Jackson Hudson. Missed it. Second chance here for Hudson. Pump fake blocked. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Rams. Nice block there by Darren Ruiz. And so SK on the baseline to the left of the hoop, looking to get it in. Here's Carino, left corner, three. Boston hit the side of the rim. And this one will be scooped up and kicked back out here for Boston. Carino at midcourt. And they'll go to Skylar McIntyre coming off a screen. McIntyre down low. Boston into the paint. Fishing one off, and they get the roll to go with Daniel McClure off the bench.
Nice dish again from Carino.
Makes it 81-38. Raiders across midcourt. A steal here by Boston Carino, and he's going to back it out. Try to dish one across, and it was intercepted back by GMU. And they're going to go in for the breakaway layup, and it's up and good here for Dade Palmateer. Makes it 81-40. With 20 seconds to go here in the third. Boston Carino over midcourt to the right side. They'll dish one down low, a little up and under. Shot is good here for Daniel McClure.
Another good move by him.
Makes it 83-40. 3 seconds left, third quarter. Noah Payne, a deep three. That's off the mark. Third quarter in the books. South Courtright Andes, 83. GMU 40. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Raiders with the ball as we start the fourth quarter, but a traveling violation on Jeffrey Barnes. He's going to give it back to the Rams here as they lead 83-40. Championship game of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. SKA with the ball. Parker Pop now dishing one down low for Jackson Hudson. Back out, Skylar McIntyre, lost control, gets it over to McClure, has his pocket picked. We got a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to to GMU.
Good hustle by both teams there to get on the floor after that loose ball.
7.5 to go in the fourth in a 83-40 ball game. SKA leading GMU. Make sure you stay tuned after this. We'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll also tell you the rest of the all-tournament team for the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. 7:15 to go in the fourth, and Parker Pop with the ball here for SK. And we'll see what the Rams do as they try to get more guys involved off the bench here in this fourth quarter. We got another jump ball. This time the arrow keeps it with GMU. Coda Stockdale back into the game here for the Raiders. Both teams with an opportunity here to get all their guys in tonight, which is always nice to see. Rams have it back up near midcourt with Skylar McIntyre into the corner for drop. Now to Jackson Hudson. And we got a foul underneath on Jeff Barnes, it looks like.
No, we got Zach Wilson.
So Zach Wilson whistled for that foul.
South Courtright has gone to their reserves here. They really seem to look to try to get it inside. They got some height with the reserves.
Drop with a three on the right side. It wouldn't go down. Ball tipped out of bounds, going back to SKA. 6:45 to go in this fourth quarter.
Both teams are still playing really hard, so you got to appreciate that. Kids are giving their best effort out there on the floor.
There's Banky across midcourt. They go to Stockdale. Looking for some options here. Stockdale to the right side. Good pass to the interior for Jeff Barnes. Pull-up jumper for Barnes. Missed it. Off the mark. And a rebound here for SKA. Across midcourt. South Courtright in the royal blue with the white trim. Good pass down low for McClure, and he scores again. 6 points off the bench for the junior, Daniel McClure.
Yeah, nice pass there by freshman Garrett Drop.
And over the midcourt timeline, a three here for GMU. No, Stockdale with a rebound, couldn't hold on to it. Outlet pass ahead for Pop, and off the glass, it's good for Parker Pop. And he's got 12. Makes it 87-40 with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And ball tipped. SK is going to scoop it up again with an 87-40 lead. And across midcourt here for Parker Pop. We come up on 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Pop will pull it up. SK trying to work it around a little bit. A little give and go. They find McClure, but a traveling violation is going to give it back to GMU. Both teams going to the bench here. SK continuing to put some new faces in. All the starters are out now. And the Raiders are going back, putting a few of their starters back in.
It looks like Coach French is kind of mixing in a few of the starters and some of the reserves, and he's gotten everybody into the ball game, I think. So,
5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 87-40. A three for GMU from straight away. Rolls in. Daniel Ruiz, I believe, right? With the jumper there, yes.
GMU's up to 10 made threes. And again, I think if you told Coach French, we got an offensive foul here on South Courtright.
Yeah, South Courtright whistled for infraction on Jesse Hungerford.
But I think if you told Coach French before the game, hey, you're going to have 10 threes, I think he would have took that.
I think so, too. So how many total threes now do we have?
We're up to 19.
19 threes and 17 in the first half.
We've kind of been quiet with the threes here in the second.
Yeah, we really have after a crazy hot start for both teams. Kewen bounces one back out to Noah Payne. Payne shoveling one over back to Kewen for three, and he hits it. Kyle Kewen with four threes and 12 points for GMU. Makes it 87-46. South Courtright on top of GMU with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They go inside for Hungerford. Little turnaround shot here for Hungerford. No, second chance is up and good for Jesse Hungerford. Makes it 89-46. Here's Kyle Kewen. Another three. No, off the front of the rim. Ruiz with a rebound. Back out. Kewen finding Stockdale in the corner. His three ball is too long. And ahead now for Lance McClure. Lance will take it in, and the left-handed layup is good for Lance McClure.
Well, that was a really nice move on the right side to finish with the opposite hand. That was a very athletic finish there.
91-46. Now for SK on top of GMU. Kuehn will shovel one into the corner, looking for Noah Payne, and it was tipped away. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. SK comes in by defeating Gilboa Roxbury yesterday, 60-35, and GMU topped Lawrence Milford, 72-63. That's how they both got here. I mean, the Raiders are coming up on 50 points here. That's not bad. I mean, it's just that SK is ridiculously hot shooting the ball here tonight. Braden Sparks into the game now as well for SK.
And I think that the Raiders will be able to take something from this game. Yeah, it's a loss, and I'm sure they're going to be disappointed, but they can take the experience of, hey, we finished in second place in the Pat Grasso, played against a really good SKA team. They shot the lights out. We had some good responses. They can take this into Tri-Valley League play and hopefully build upon it.
I definitely think they can be competitive with a lot of the Tri-Valley, too. I mean, yes, there's some good teams, but GMU is not going to be somebody you can sleepwalk through, that's for sure. They're going to be a tough team. Stockdale in the corner, a three is good. For Coda Stockdale. Makes it 91-49. SK over midcourt. McClure inside for Hungerford. Back out. Lance McClure dials it up and hits a three. Lance McClure.
That's 22 threes on the night.
94-49. Greg, I don't know if we've ever seen triple digits on the radio. Definitely seen a game or two over the years with my online reporting where somebody might hit a 102 or a 103. It's rare, though. 94-49 with 2:44 left. It could be possible. Raiders have it. Here's Noah Payne. Left it short.
Boy,
ball out of bounds.
That one looks good, too, right
out of
his hand. Just barely short.
Ball stays with the Raiders. Noah Payne will be doing the inbounding duties here in front of his own bench as GMU in the white with the gold and blue trim going left to right. Here's Kuehn, kicks one out. A three left side for GMU, won't fall for Zach Page. And a rebound for Jackson Hudson of the Rams. 2:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Now to McClure, he wants another three and hits it. McClure now with 8 points, 97-49. Noah Payne inside, and he's fouled at the right low block with 2:09 left. Wow, you said it. Incredible hot shooting tonight for SK. They need to bottle this and save it for some other games down the season, I think. They were in the championship game of the UV tournament a week ago. They scored 28 points tonight, 97 so far. That's the kind of season it's been. Saw him score 70-plus against a very good Frankfurt Skyler team.
But, I mean, that's the way basketball goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, shooting is contagious. If you see some couple guys get hot, hey, then everybody else is going to start making shots. If some people can't make shots, everybody else won't be able to make shots. So they've just had a really good shooting night tonight.
Jackson Hudson pulls up for a jumper. It won't go. Stockdale with the rebound.
And it's not like GMU has played poorly. It's just South Courtright has shot the ball phenomenally.
Yes, they have. I also think if you told Coach French you're going to score potentially high 40s, low 50s, you'd say, all right, I probably got a chance.
And we got a foul here on number 20.
Yeah, Jackson Hudson with the foul, and so this is going to send Zach Page to the line. Must be a fan favorite over there for the GMU fans. They're excited about this. Zach Page to the line here to shoot two for GMU. And first shot won't go. Second one coming. And Stockdale's going to go to the bench. And Zach Wilson checking back in. And that one won't go for Page. Rebound for SK. They lead 97-49. Sparks across midcourt. Passing down low for Hungerford. Now to Lance McClure. Back out, Hungerford, the jumper for him is good. makes it 99-49 with 1:20 to go here in the fourth. Noah Payne, right side, comes off a screen. Working one back out to Kewin. Now to Noah Payne. Wants a three, left it short. Rebound, Hungerford. 105 left. Steal right back, though, by GMU. And then a steal here by McClure. McClure for the breakaway. It's up and in. And SK leads 101-49. McClure is up to 10 points off the bench. 50 seconds left. And the Rams have done it. They've eclipsed 100 here tonight with some extremely hot shooting. 42 seconds left. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have the post-game show. We'll probably keep it right here, too, afterwards. Well, we'll see. We'll see what they want to do with the All-Star Awards, how quick they have it. And GMU's going to get the ball back here after SK got tied up with it. 40 seconds left. Kewin will have it. A second place finish here for GMU and SKA. I'd love to know how many times they've won this tournament over the years, but they have been a staple of the Grasso tournament for several years. And SKA is just going to pass it around for the last 20 seconds here.
I think the shot clock and the game clock are almost in sync here.
And so they'll pass it down low, looking for McClure. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with SK. What a shooting performance tonight here by the Rams. I don't know if I would have believed it if I didn't see it myself.
Yeah, both teams really shot the ball well from the beyond the three-point arc tonight.
And McClure will work it back out. That's going to be our final score, 101-49 here tonight. 1 second left as the ball rolls out of bounds. SK will have to inbound it one last time. And Boston Carino is going to finish with 40 points. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up, get you the All-Star teams and our WCDO awards. The 2025 Pat Grasso champs of the South Courtright Andes boys winning 101-49 over GMU here tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. They've just given out the team trophies here as the South Courtright Andes boys defeat GMU 101-49. How many total threes, Coach?
23.
23 threes here tonight. Noah Payne is going to get an all-tournament team nod here for GMU. And Kyle Kewin is also going to get one here. So those are your two all-stars for the GMU boys. And we'll wait for SKA here.
Number five,
Skylar McIntyre is going to get an all-tournament nod here. And the MVP, do we have a guess? Boston Carino. MVP see for Boston. He's all smiles, an incredible performance, 40 points, and finishes. I don't think he hit a three in the second half, did he?
No, he did not.
So 40 points, six threes for Boston Carino. All right, time for our final awards here, Coach. These are our WCDO awards. And first up, we will have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with the MVP tonight, Boston Carino, 40 points, six threes, a remarkable performance with some incredible shooting in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, he just caught fire, and he felt very comfortable, you could tell, over that left corner, and just kept making threes. And then he does a really good job of getting out on their defensive end. He plays the top of that 1-3-1, and if they get a rebound, he kind of shoots out, and the forwards do a really good job of hitting him as he goes out. I also thought he was very unselfish. There was a lot of shots that he could have taken in the second half there that he didn't. He found some of his reserves for some points inside. So,
next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We'd like to go with Jack Byrne here from SK. We've talked about him so many times over the years. Just gritty and does all the little things you'd want to see.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Hard Hat Lunchbox in the first game with Griner from Lawrence Milford. I've always been impressed with Jack Byrne. I think he really understands the game of basketball. I think he has a high basketball IQ. He just looks like he's in slow motion out there, and it's not because he's slow.
Yeah.
It's because he just understands the game. He understands what's going on, and he really plays unselfishly. I think he could score a lot more points, but that's not the way he wants to play. He wants to kind of be the general out there in charge of the team, so I'm always impressed with him, so congratulations to him on his defensive award tonight.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Noah Payne tonight. 11 points at 27 in that first game, so definitely a great all-tournament selection, but Noah, obviously a leader for this GMU team.
Yeah, he's one of the two seniors, and they really need him to score if they're going to be successful, but he's starting to distribute the ball and find open teammates. Thought he did a good job of that tonight. I thought he played hard. I was really impressed with that one hustle play where he ran down the ball and then was able to find his teammate for the basket there. So good tournament for GMU. It's just something to build on. They're super young, so hopefully they'll be able to take this and use it as a springboard to be successful for the rest of the Tri-Valley season.
Yeah, good luck to all the teams in this tournament as we get into the kind of meat and potatoes of league play starting next week. We'll have a lot more league games as kind of the tournament season is over with this one. A ton of tournaments over the last two or three weeks around the holidays, so good to be getting into league play. We do have one other story that was passed along by a listener here tonight about Coach Grasso. If you knew Coach and his flavor for the game, he was never afraid to speak to an official or show his emotion. I thought this was a funny one. He was waving around that red and white towel. He'd sling it over his shoulder. He asked a referee during a game one time, "Can you give me a technical foul for what I think?" The referee said, "Of course not." And Coach Grasso said, "Well, I think you stink." So, and I can picture him saying that.
Yes, I can see him saying that too. So just a good Pat Grasso tournament here. I thought both games were well played by both teams. And first game was really exciting finish. Gilboa Conso Roxbury came back at the end and won over Lawrence Milford. And the second game, we just saw a phenomenal shooting performance by both teams. But South Courtright was just a little better tonight than the GMU Raiders. But
yeah,
Nobody has anything to hang their heads about.
Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer for these two games back in our studios in Sydney. A fun two games here at the Grasso Tournament. Check out NateLull.com for all the standings, top scorers, and scores that you might need. And there's also a tab there that says Nate's radio schedule, and we'll have that updated probably tomorrow on where our games are going to be next week. So you can always check that out for finding where we want to, where you want to listen if we're going to be on the radio, as we got some good games coming up in the league over the next couple of weeks. So, all right, Greg, thank you as always.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun today. Thanks for having me, and as always, we appreciate everything you do for Section 4 Athletic.
Well, thanks. Always great to be with you. So that's going to do it. Our final score here, 101-49. SK Boys defeat GMU in the championship game of the Pat Grasso Tournament. I'm Nate Lull for Greg Boskowski. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow showers, low temperatures in the teens. Sunday's outlook, cloudy with a chance of snow showers, the high 25 to 30. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers, temperatures around 15. Monday and Tuesday, cloudy skies each day with temperatures 20 to 25 for the high. You're listening to the Tri-County.